From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Welcome to the Sport Kaleidoscope from Voice of Indonesia. We begin with January. Young Indonesian chess player Laisa Latifah, with a rating 1,897, won third place in the FIDE Online World Cadet and Youth Rapid Chess Championship after winning over Rochelle Wu from United States on December 24, 2020. Moving on to January the 4th, 2021. EVOS Esports won 3 awards at the same time at the Marketing Event Award at the end of 2020 as one of the most successful esport organizations in Southeast Asia, South Asia and Australia regions. In a written statement on January the 5th, EVOS won gold in the Best Use of Games or Contents category for Lazada Cyber Combat Campaign, EVOS Talent Hunt event for the Mobile Legends, Bang Bang and Free Fire teams. EVOS also won silver in the Best Use of Sponsorship category. Indonesia's mainstay women's doubles Gracia Poli and Apriyani Rahayu won the title at Yonex Thailand Open 2021, which was held in Impact Arena Bangkok. In the final on January 17th, Gracia Apriyani defeated host pair Jongkol Van Kititharaku Rawinda Prajongjai in 2 games, with a score 21-15, 21-12, only in 52 minutes. Moving on into February. Billy Pasulatang successfully defended his strawweight class title after defeating Brando Mamana with a narrow chagi kick in the second round of the One Pride MMA Championship in Jakarta on February the 6th. The meeting between them has been quite tight since the opening of the bout, but Billy gradually landed more powerful punches and kicks until he was able to land a double kick on Brando's head, which finally knocked out the former strawweight champion in the second round. Indonesian racers Angelal and Belgian racer Stoffel van Doorn reached 8 points for the Jota Sport team after finishing 6th in the second race of inaugural Asian Le Mans Series at Dubai Autodrome on February the 14th. With additional 8 points and runner-up results in the first race of the previous day, the team has now collected 26 points in the LMP2 class, according to the official statement from the Jota Sport team. Moving on into March. EVOS Esports defending champion won the Free Fire Indonesia Masters 2021 Spring after defeating hundreds of other teams on March 21st. The captain of EVOS Esports, Saiful EVOS.Sam13 Muharram, in a written statement received by Antara on March the 22nd, stated that he was happy and proud to be able to bring Indonesia's name back into the FFWS. Bekasi City Muay Thai team in West Java won a proud achievement at the National Championship. At the 9th National Championship and National League Series, the 11th, held in Kendari on March 22nd until 28th, by obtaining the title of overall champion. Lifter Rahmat Erwin Abdullah achieved success at 2021 Weightlifting Asian Championship in Tashkent, Uzbekistan on April the 20th. Competing in the 73kg class, Rahmat Erwin Abdullah won a bronze medal in the clean and jerk category. In the Menpora Cup final match on April 24th, Persija Jakarta was able to fulfill its ambition of winning the 2021 Menpora Cup soccer tournament after defeating Persib Bandung with a score 2-1 in the second leg final match at Manahan Stadium in Solo, Central Java on April 24th. The red and white squad became the overall champion of the 2021 Spain Masters Badminton Tournament with the acquisition of 4 main titles and 2 runners-up on May the 23rd. The 4 titles were presented by Yulvira Barca, Feby Valencia Dwijayatikani from women's doubles, Putri Kusumawardhani from women's singles, Pramudia Kusumawardhana and Jeremia Eri Yoche Jakob Rambitan from men's doubles, and Rinov Rivaldi Pita Hanin Tias Mantani from mixed doubles. Meanwhile, the Indonesian representative in the runner-up position included Chico Aura Dwi Wardoyo from men's singles and Sabar Karyaman Gutama Mohreza Palevi Istafani from the men's doubles. Indonesian young lifter Rizky Juniansa successfully wiped out 3 gold medals and broke the 3 world junior records at 2021 Junior World Championship in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. According to official IWF records on May the 26th, Rizky, who dropped in the 73kg class, was entitled to 3 gold medals after producing a total force of 349kg, from snatch force 155kg and clean and jerk 194kg. Indonesian rock climbing athletes Fedrik Leonardo and Kromal Khatibian successfully set the world record for men's speed number in 2021 IFSC Rock Climbing World Cup in Salt Lake City, Utah on May 28 local time. Satria Muda Pertamina Jakarta won the title Indonesian Basketball League or IBL 2021 after defeating Pelita Jaya Bakri Jakarta 2-1 in a series of finals. A senior racer of Indonesia, Alvin Bahar, continues to solidify his spurs on national car racing track and starting to target his 9th national title after performing well in the second series of Indonesia Sentul Series Motorsport or ISOM 2021 ITCR Max National Championship class at Sentul International Circuit in Bogor, West Java on June the 13th. Despite winning 2 series, Alvin Bahar's struggle to catch up to the 9th national champion was not easy. The last item from June, former national badminton player and gold medalist of 2008 Beijing Olympics Marcus Kido passed away while playing badminton in Tangerang, Banten on June the 14th. In addition, the news of the death of the athlete was also confirmed by Indonesian Badminton Association on its Instagram account.
Listener Voice of Indonesia will continue sport kaleidoscope in July from rock climbing. Indonesian athletes win gold medals at the 2021 Rock Climbing World Cup. Indonesian rock climbing athlete Fedrik Leonardo won the men's speed gold medal in the IFSC Climbing World Cup fillers event, which was held in Switzerland on Saturday. Fedrik, the men's world speed record holder, beat Russia's Dmitry Timofeev in the final after clocking 5,329 seconds, 2,021 seconds ahead of his opponents. Although he has not been able to break the record in his own name, Fedrik said he was happy to be able to bring back the gold medal for Indonesia from the World Cup. Fedrik previously set a world record when competing in the IFSC Climbing World Cup in Salt Lake City, Utah, United States, last May 29, with a time of 5,208 seconds. Now let's move it on to racing. When Sean Galil on the podium at the Italian ELMS race. Indonesian racer Sean Galil, who was paired with Malaysian Jaziman Jafar, secured a podium in the European Le Mans Series endurance race at Monza Circuit Italy on Sunday by finishing third after starting the race from 11th position. Using a vehicle from Team Jota with number 82, Sean Galil started the 4-hour race calmly by driving a car non-stop for approximately 2 hours and 40 minutes. Before being replaced by Jaziman and going through various dramas in the race, Jaziman continues the good foundation that Sean Galil has laid. He managed to raise one more position to third to finish. Next news is from weightlifting, when Rahmat Erwin Abdullah won bronze for Indonesia at the Tokyo Olympics. Indonesian lifter Rahmat Erwin Abdullah donated a bronze medal for Merah Putih in the 73kg weightlifting event at the Tokyo Olympic on Wednesday, July 28. Rahmat won bronze with a total of 342kg with a snatch of 152kg and a clean and jerk of 190kg. This medal is the second medal from the weightlifting branch as well as for the Indonesian contingent in Tokyo 2020. Previously, the Indonesian female lifter, Windy Cantika Aisyah, donated bronze medal while competing in the women's 49kg weightlifting class at the Tokyo International Forum on Saturday afternoon. This is the first medal for Indonesia at the Tokyo Olympics. Windy collected a total lift of 194kg, consisting of the snatch at 84kg and clean and jerk at 110kg. Meanwhile, another Indonesian lifter, Eko Yuli Irawan, managed to donate a silver medal for the red and white team at the Tokyo Olympics in the men's 61kg class, with a total force of 302kg, with a snatch of 137kg and clean and jerk of 165kg. The first winner was won by Chinese lifter Li Fabian. Now let's move it on to Sport Kaleidoscope in August with badminton, when Grecia and Apriani won Tokyo Olympic gold. Indonesian women's doubles Grecia Pauline Apriani Rahayu made a new history at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. On August 2nd, Grecia Apriani presented the gold medal in women's doubles badminton after defeating representative of China Chen Xingchen and Chia Yifan in two straight games with the score 21-22. 19 and 21-15. This victory made Grecia Apriani donate the first gold medal for the representative of Merah Putih. With their struggle and hard work, Grecia Pauline Apriani Rahayu managed to break into the 6th place in the women's double world via Badminton World Federation rankings. Next news is still from Tokyo Olympic. Indonesia's as of August 9 was finally ranked 55th in the Tokyo 2020 Olympic medals. Indonesia bagged 1 gold medals from the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Grecia Pauline Apriani Rahayu won the women's doubles gold at the Tokyo Olympic after defeating Chinese representative Shen Qingchen and Chia Yifan with a score 21-19-21-15 in the final. Indonesia officially bagged 5 medals with details of 1 gold medal, 1 silver medal and 3 bronze medals. Each medal was obtained from badminton and weightlifting. Moving on to mounted archery. Indonesia is the overall champion of the International Mounted Archery Championship in Turkey. The Indonesian mounted archery team became the overall champion in the International Horseback Archery Circular Track Championship 2021, which took place in Ankara, Turkey from August 13 to 15. The competition, which was attended by 37 participants from 10 mounted archery clubs from Turkey, Denmark, and Indonesia, featured 3 tracks institution for the male and female categories, namely Chamber Parkuru or circle track, Turan Parkuru or track with the long range targets, and Sur Parkuru or fort track. Of these 3 categories, the Indonesian team managed to come out as the overall champion, defeating the defending champion last year, which was won by the Danish team. Next news is from Paralympic weightlifting. Ninengah Widiasi wins the first medal for Indonesia. Indonesian lifter Ninengah Widiasi won the first medal for Indonesia from the Tokyo 2020 Paralympic weightlifting branch at the Tokyo International Forum on Thursday, dropping the 41-kilogram class, the woman who is familiarly called Weedy won a silver medal after posting a 98-kilogram fall. Weedy's record was increased compared to what she achieved at the 2016 Rio de Janeiro Olympics when she posted a weight of 95 kilograms and won a bronze medal. Next sports kaleidoscope is in September, still about Tokyo Paralympics. Indonesian badminton pair and Indonesian mixed doubles won second gold for Indonesia at the Tokyo Paralympics. A proud result was achieved by the SL3-SU5 mixed doubles badminton players Hari Susanto and Liani Ratri Oktila after successfully winning the second gold medal for the Indonesian contingent at the Tokyo Paralympics event on Sunday, September 5th. The victory on the highest podium was achieved by Hari and Liani after going through a difficult struggle against French mixed doubles Lucas Mazur and Faustine Noël in the final round, which ended with a score of 23-21 and 21-17. This victory led Indonesia to get two gold medals at the Tokyo 2020 Paralympics, all of which were won through the role of Ratri, who was nicknamed Queen of Para Badminton. On the previous day, Ratri contributed the first gold medal for the Indonesian national team through the women's double sector SL3-SU5 paired with Kalimatu Sadia, defeating the Chinese pair Cheng Hefang and Ma Huihui with a score 21-18 and 21-12 at the Yoyogi National Stadium, Tokyo. We on Sport Kaleidoscope in September with Tokyo's 2021 Paralympic medals, where an Indonesian contingent exceeds target. The Indonesian contingent succeeded in exceeding the initial target set by the government in participating in the Tokyo 2020 Paralympics, both in terms of medals and final standings. The red and white contingent ended their struggle in Tokyo, which was officially closed on Sunday night with a total of 9 medals, with details of 2 gold, 3 silvers and 4 bronze medals. Next is in October 2021 with weightlifting. The Indonesian lifter set a world record at the Under-17 Youth World Championship. Young Indonesian lifter Satrio Adinugroho won a gold medal and broke a world record when appearing at the Under-17 Youth World Weightlifting Championship in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia on Wednesday evening, Indonesian local time. The gold was presented after he broke the world record for youth in the 55-kilogram class in the snatch. In the first batch of snatches, the lifter from West Java successfully lifted 101 kilograms, but failed when trying to increase the load to 107 kilograms in the second time. In the third experiment, Satrio dared to put the figure of 111 kilograms, or a difference of 4 kilograms from the previous batch. It turns out that he successfully completed his class and broke the world record previously held by Vietnamese lifter Du Thu Thung with the force of 110 kilograms. Next is from Pon Papua. West Java is the general champion of the 20th Pon. The West Java contingent is confirmed to be the overall champion of the 20th Papua National Sports Week Pon after becoming the largest medal collector. With this result, West Java also became the overall champion in the two consecutive Pon events. West Java also became the overall champion in 2016 when it became the host. Jakarta, which was involved in a fierce competition until the last second with East Java, finally finished in the second place with only a narrow margin of silver and bronze medals. Jakarta won 110 gold, 91 silver and 100 bronze medals, while East Java was in third place with 110 gold, 89 silver and 88 bronze. Papua has successfully collected 93 gold, 66 silvers and 102 bronze to rank fourth. For Papua, this is a record for winning medals and the best position during the Pon event. Beyond sports kaleidoscope in November, still from badminton with Indonesian Open 2021 tournament. In the next different tournament, the Indonesia Open, which is a series of a tournament in the BWF World Tour Super Series 1000 category, takes place On November 23rd to 28th in Bali, Indonesia's men doubles Kevin Sanjaya Sukamulyo and Marcus Fernaldo Gideon won success. Indonesian double pairs won the Indonesian Open tournament after defeating Takuro Hoki and Yugo Kobayashi from Japan in the final, which took place in Nusa Dua, Bali on Sunday, November 28. Marcus and Kevin pair also made history by being the only men's doubles to score a hat-trick in the Indonesia Open, which was recorded since 2018, 2019 and 2021. Meanwhile, the women's national doubles Gracia Poli and Apriani Rahayu had to settle for the runner-up position at the Indonesian Open 2021 after recognizing the superiority of the Japanese pair Nami Matsuyama and Chiharu Shida from Japan in the final round with two games with a score 19-21 and 19-21. Begin the sport kaleidoscope in December 2021 with badminton. Indonesia won the BWF award. On the sidelines of the BWF Tour Finals, the Badminton Federation BWF on Friday awarded Indonesian women's doubles Gracia Poli and Apriani Rahayu as pair of in the year or the best pair this year. BWF on Friday, December 3rd, in addition to the Indonesian women's doubles, also announced the winners of the 2021 Best Players and Pairs Annual Awards. There were 8 trophies awarded, 2 winners from the 5 categories, including those from para badminton or players with disabilities. Gracia and Apriani was named the best pair, which is a category that was just introduced this year after making a big achievement by winning the gold medal at the Tokyo Olympic 2020. Meanwhile, Indonesian women's para badminton player Leani Ratri Oktila won the female para badminton player of the year. The year 2020 and 2021, for Ratri, this award is the 3rd consecutive achievement after 2019 and 2020. Next is para athletic. Indonesia won 2 gold medals at the 2021 AYPG. Indonesian athletes won 2 gold medals at the 2021 Asian Youth Para Games or AYPG from the Para-Athletic Sports, which took place at the Khalifa Sports City Stadium, Isa Town, Bahrain on Friday evening local time. Solahuddin Al-Ayubi became the first gold contributor for the red and white squad after being the best in the men's F40 and 41 category of shot put. Of the 6 throws, the 17-year-old athlete recorded the best throw as far as 8.01 meters. This result was achieved on the first throw so that overall, Solahuddin collected 385 points. He defeated athletes from Sri Lanka, Jason Jayawardana, and Mahdi Gorbani Kolanijadid from Iran, who took home silver and bronze respectively. Meanwhile, Indonesia's second gold was contributed by Muhammad Dimas Ubaidillah after finishing the fastest 58.59 seconds in the men's 400 meters T11 run. Apart from winning 2 gold medals, Indonesian para-athletics were also able to donate 1 silver and 1 bronze medals. We end sports kaleidoscope with badminton, where Indonesia has withdrawn from the Badminton World Championship in Spain. Indonesia has issued a decision to withdraw from the 2021 Badminton World Championship Tournament, which takes place in Huelva, Spain on December 12 to 19. According to PBSI Daily Chair Alex Tirta in a written statement on Wednesday, December 8, the decision was taken directly by the General Chairperson of the All Indonesian Badminton Association PBSI, Agung Firman Sampurna, for reason of security and safety for the national team amid the spread of the new variant of the COVID-19 Omicron virus. This big decision was taken after going through discussions and input from the management, coaches, and the head of performance guidance. Listener, that was the Sports Kaleidoscope 2021 from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. See you in the next Sports Kaleidoscope.
Voice of Indonesia.
yang lain darimu hari ini. Apa itu karena sepatu flatmu atau kukumu yang baru kau warnai? Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis gigi kelinci, membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, kini ku tahu apa yang lain darimu hari ini. Itu bukan karena sepatu flatmu atau kukumu yang baru kau warnai. Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis gigi kelinci, membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis gigi kelinci. Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis gigi kelinci, membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, cuma dirimu untukku bentuk cinta itu. Kamu, oh ya kamu.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
President Joko Widodo in Denpasar, Bali on Monday planted the cornerstone of Bali International Hospital. In his remarks, President Joko Widodo expressed his hope for Bali becoming a health tourism destination. He hoped if Bali International Hospital begins operating, there will not be another Indonesian looking for treatment abroad, since health services in the country are complete enough. The president said that every year, some 2 million Indonesians seek health treatment in Singapore, Malaysia, Japan, US, and other countries. Therefore, the president said Indonesia lost 97 trillion rupiah potential. On the same occasion, state-owned enterprise minister Erick Thohir said the International Standard Hospital project will finish in May 2023. Erick explained that the hospital construction uses the state-owned enterprise fund and a government bank. Erick Thohir further remarked that his ministry was attempting to consolidate hospitals to have a high service standard. This international hospital will also help Bali through health tourism.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, Bali is not only rich in beautiful tourist destinations. The Island of Gods is also a paradise for culinary tourism lovers. If one day you can visit Bali, try to enjoy a variety of Balinese food that is dominated by spicy and sweet flavors. For those of you who are sweet culinary lovers, you can try various jeja or Balinese wet cakes. One of them is laklak. Laklak is made from the rice flour, baking powder, coconut milk, and salt. The shape is round and flat with a diameter of 3 to 5 cm and a thickness of approximately 4 to 5 mm. One side is hard and the other side is soft. In general, laklak has two colors, white and light green. The light green color in laklak comes from the addition of pandan suji leaf water in the cake dough. Besides being green, pandan suji leaf water also makes laklak have a very fragrant aroma. To cook it, it uses a soil mold. Laklak cake is baked on a wood fire stove and gives this cake a distinctive aroma. Listener, laklak is usually served with grated coconut sprinkled on a soft surface of the laklak. Then it is doused with a slightly thick brown sugar solution, then wrapped in banana leaves. In some villages in Bali, laklak can be served by adding coconut milk. It is usually served as a complimentary food to drink coffee and tea. If you are curious and want to try it, you can go to the traditional market in the morning because Balinese people often eat this cake as a breakfast menu. In addition, this cake is also often found in Balinese Kuningan and Galungan traditional ceremonies. In traditional ceremonies, these snacks are usually served with a variety of other traditional Balinese cakes. The price of this Balinese cake is relatively cheap. You can get this cake by paying around 5,000 rupiah a portion. One serving contains 5 cakes. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jadi juara. jadi gagal saat ku tak bisa. Sedikit ku jelaskan tentang ku dan kamu agar seisi dunia tahu. Keras kepalaku sama denganmu, caraku marah, caraku tersenyum seperti detak jantung yang bertaut. Nyawaku nyala karena denganmu. Aku
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between The Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about perpisahan, which means farewell. Stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled "Mudah-mudahan kita bertemu lagi," which means "Hope we can meet again." This conversation happens between Kevin and Nuni. Kevin is going back to Jakarta. He says farewell to Nuni. Let's listen to the conversation.
Aku pulang ya.
Iya, hati-hati di jalan ya. Mudah-mudahan kita bertemu lagi.
Amin.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Pulang, pulang, which means go home. Hati-hati di jalan, hati-hati di jalan, which means take care. Mudah-mudahan, mudah-mudahan, which means hopefully. Semoga, semoga, which means hopefully. Bertemu lagi, which means meet again. Aku pulang ya, which means I'm going home, okay? Mudah-mudahan kita bertemu lagi. Mudah-mudahan kita bertemu lagi, which means hope we can meet again. Amin, amin, which means amen. In the conversation, you hear the expression, mudah-mudahan kita bisa bertemu lagi. Mudah-mudahan kita bisa bertemu lagi, which means hope we can meet again. In the expression, there is the word mudah-mudahan, mudah-mudahan, which means hopefully. It is used to show hope. Another word to show hope is semoga, semoga, which also means hopefully. And aku berharap, which means I hope. So, when you want to say farewell and hope to meet again, you can say, mudah-mudahan kita bisa bertemu lagi. Mudah-mudahan kita bisa bertemu lagi, which means hope we can meet again. Let's listen to the other examples of a hope when saying farewell. Sampai jumpa, mudah-mudahan kita bertemu lagi ya. Sampai jumpa, mudah-mudahan kita bertemu lagi ya. Which means, see you, hope we can meet again. Amin, amin, which means amen. Aku pulang ya, semoga kita jumpa lagi suatu hari nanti. Aku pulang ya, semoga kita jumpa lagi suatu hari nanti. Which means, I'm going home, okay? Hope we can meet again one day. Amin, kita pasti bertemu lagi. Amin, kita pasti bertemu lagi. Which means, amen, we must meet again. Indonesian people often say, hati-hati di jalan, hati-hati di jalan, which means take care, to those who want to go. The expression shows care and hope that the person is safe on the way. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Aku pulang ya.
Iya, hati-hati di jalan ya. Mudah-mudahan kita bertemu lagi.
Amin.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Kapan terakhir kali kamu dapat tertidur tenang? Enggak. Tak perlu memikirkan tentang apa yang akan datang di esok hari. Tubuh yang berpatah hati bergantung pada gaji, berlomba jadi asri, mengais validasi, dan aku pun tak hadir. yang paling mahir menenangkan dirimu yang merasa terpinggirkan. Dunia tak pernah adil, kita semua gagal. Angkat minumanmu, bersedih bersama-sama. Sia-sia pada akhirnya putus asa, terekam benih semua. Masalahnya lebih dari yang secukupnya. Rekam gambar dirimu yang terabadikan bertahun silam. Putra-putri sakit hati, ayah ibu sendiri, komitmen lama mati, hubungan yang menyepi. Wisata masa lalu, kau hanya merindu mencari pelarian dari pengabdian yang terbakar sinar mengapur berbu. Kita semua gagal, ambil sedikit tisu, bersedihlah secukupnya. Secukupnya kan masih ada penggantinya. Belum waktunya kau bisa menjawabnya. Secukupnya yang sirna kan kembali lagi. Semua yang sirna kan nanti berganti.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a regional pop song from West Kalimantan entitled Alok Galing Lasong Laban. The song Alok Galing Lasong Laban, or also known as Alok Galing, is a dance accompaniment song with the same name, namely Alok Galing. The lyrics describe the happiness of the people of Sambas in welcoming the harvest season. Not only farmers, but also almost everyone happily goes down to the field to harvest the rice. This also shows the spirit of mutual cooperation of the Sambas people when the harvest season comes. Well, listener, here is the song Alok Galing Lasong Laban by Sumastika S. and Friska Syuriana.
Kawan lahai kawan, alok galing
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voinindonesia, email voi@voinews.id.